It's a podcast.
Awkward stare to begin. Welcome to podcast number 18. We are now legal.
We can vote.
Yeah, we can. You know, I never voted.
You can also buy tobacco products.
We can. I did buy a tobacco product once.
And porn.
Yeah, I've done that lots of times.
Oh, okay,
well, I haven't paid for porn. Does anybody actually pay for porn? Is that a thing?
Not anymore, I don't think. I mean, I feel bad for the people who do.
I don't know, because they say it's like a multi-billion dollar business, so obviously somebody somewhere has to be paying for porn.
Right. Oh, and just to clarify from last week, Pee-wee Herman was caught jacking off in a porn movie theater, not a regular movie theater.
Oh. Well, that doesn't seem nearly as bad.
Like, wait, I mean, it's still pretty gross. Like,
I mean, it is gross, but it's a porn movie theater? Like, what do they expect people to do in a porn movie theater?
I don't know, but I don't want to go to a porn movie theater and the dude next to me be friggin' jerking off.
Yeah, but why do you want to go to a porn theater anyway?
To enjoy the plot of the movie.
I mean, if you're not going to be whacking it, why do you watch porn?
I don't know. I mean, I don't own one of these places. I've never been.
I didn't even know they existed. That just seems like a weird thing to exist. Like, why would you want to go to a place where with other people to watch porn together? Like, you and me don't get together and watch porn. That's really, really
pass
fucking
the popcorn.
Weird. So after some further revision, last week we talked about certain words we can't say.
Yes.
One of which is cunt. I watched, I swear to God, three different videos on three different YouTube channels that all said the word cunt. So we now have permission to use that word without bleeping it out.
Oh, thank you, Joey.
Yeah. So now we know. See?
You know. No, I've always been okay with using that word.
Well, I've been okay with using it too. It's just been using it on the internet.
It's the internet.
Shh. But I don't know.
Do you know how nice people are on the internet? They are
not
the
nice
nicest people in the world. No, they're not.
not in the slightest.
Terrible people. Of course they don't care about the world.
Oh, we haven't talked about the Super Hexagon video because that came out after last podcast. It has
easily 60 views now. Easily our most famous video. Well,
that's not true. One of our videos, old videos, has like 1,100 views. I have no idea how, but it does. But it's our most popular recent video.
Yeah.
And by far the highest quality. I don't know how that one video got 1,000 views. So,
Bots. I don't know.
No, I don't know. But anyway, so go watch the Super Hexagon video. Fucking awesome. Especially the end. I'm thinking about releasing the end as a standalone video.
Mm-hmm.
And then linking to the other videos. Yeah. So, yeah.
Possibly. We should do that.
That's that. All right. So now I keep making noise with this gum in my hand, so I'm going to hurry up and do this. I've recently decided that I am allergic to Winter Frost Eclipse Wrigley's gum, of sugar-free gum. And every time I go and chew some, I immediately sneeze. So
we're going to test this theory?
Test it on said podcast.
Okay, then.
Just for a little bit. I'm going to spit out my gum. So we'll go ahead and move on until I start sneezing.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to chew away from the microphone.
All right. So wait, what were we just talking about?
I don't know, but I found out on the... Okay.
Oh, the Super Hexagon video is what we were talking about.
We were. I'm going to move back far away from the mic so you can't hear me chewing.
But no, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It is hilarious.
That's great.
Definitely watch through to the end.
So in a totally unrelated note, I found out recently that on both Tumblr and Instagram, if you search for any suicidal hashtags, like hashtag cutting, hashtag suicide, that both will give you a notification with the suicide hotline number.
Well, how nice of them.
I thought that was pretty cool. And of course, that raises the question, why was I searching for those hashtags? And the answer is, I wasn't.
Okay.
I posted it on Reddit, and I saw it there. In case anybody's curious about my self-harming.
Joey likes looking at things like that.
No, I don't.
Joey goes on Argor all the time.
Sometimes, but that has no relation to cutting.
Joey likes blood.
Sometimes. So anyway, I thought that was cool. Now I'm going to have to link dump the suicide hotline because, you know, if you feel that way, you should totally get help.
Right.
Here we go helping people again.
Yep. We're saving the world, damn it.
I feel like your mic's really low and you're like really uncomfortable.
No, I'm completely comfortable. All right, cool. I'm still recovering from the weekend, so the less posture
you
I
went
have
to Worlds
use,
this weekend, didn't
I
you?
Did,
you want to
yeah.
talk about that for a bit?
Yeah. We competed. We were in first place for the first 30 teams in our division.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
And then all
And
the
what was your division? Not that anybody actually knows. But
International
you know.
Open Coed Level 5.
Okay.
Which is the...
For anybody who knows what that means, that there you go.
Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, my team finished 12th in the world.
Well, that's pretty fucking awesome,
yeah.
I would say. I thought it was 11th.
It was until another team went. Oh. And they bumped us down again.
Gotcha.
Which was completely unfair because we went so early in the day that the judges were gradually scoring everyone higher and higher as the day went on.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
So if we were closer to the end of the list, we would have gotten a much better score, I think.
So go figure, now that we're going to record this, I didn't sneeze on the gum. But I swear, every time I'm driving and I chew the gum, it happens. I'm guessing it's because I'm, like, talking. So it's, like,
maybe
getting more air through, but I'm going to spit this out now.
But yeah. But the competition lasted from Saturday all the way until yesterday. And the
yesterday being Monday.
Yesterday being Monday, yeah. The top 10 teams were moved on from Saturday to Sunday, and since we finished 12th, we decided that the rest of the weekend was going to be a nonstop
party weekend.
Binge drinking weekend. So, like, literally, my coach looked at all of us, and he's on the team as well. He looked at us, and he goes, well, there's only one thing left to do. Shots.
And they proceeded to do shots all weekend long.
Yes.
But I was at a different competition doing nothing exciting.
Yeah. You guys should have came and hung out, at least. Not even inside the wide world of sports. But which I also, after my team competed, we had another team from the same gym who was there.
Right. Miss Silver, who is a large senior five.
Medium.
Medium five?
Medium senior five. And
all girl?
Yes.
I'm assuming because it's Miss Silver?
Yes, Miss Silver. Anyway. The team had been, you know, starting the party pretty early that night, so we all drove back to...
So this was Sunday.
This is Saturday.
Saturday. Well, because, yeah, I guess you competed... Yeah, you said night. You competed early morning.
Yeah, and they competed late at night.
Gotcha.
So we go, and we had two designated drivers, and the rest of us were just, like, loud and obnoxious drunk people.
That's good. Designated drivers, that's the important part.
But when we got to the competition, it's a little blurry for me. But apparently, we composed ourselves really well.
That's good. That's always important.
But when...
being a stumbling drunk idiot.
When our team hit the stage, we lost it. And we were just like, yeah!
You know, if you're going to lose it, being loud and obnoxious at cheerleading competition is the place to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So...
And everyone's like, oh, you guys are so motivational. You are so great out there. We're like, we are completely...
Yeah, yeah, we were. We were great. We were being great role models. Go us.
Yeah.
That's still awesome. 12th in the world is nothing to cry home about.
Yeah. And Miss Silver got 13th in the world.
Nice. For their division, which is two separate divisions.
Yeah. But
we won't get into that because we could talk about that for an entire podcast.
Speaking of which, we should start a cheerleading podcast.
We should. We should. And we know lots of people for that. And we say that every...
Wait for it in the future.
Every time.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That was my weekend, and it was a big blackout.
Yeah. My weekend was much less exciting. I had a competition, a small competition that was really behind for like the entirety of the competition. We competed. We were supposed to compete at 11:54. We didn't compete until 1:15.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. And from there, it only got worse and worse. We didn't get out of there till like 9:30. And
at
we
night?
Yeah. I got there at 7.
You definitely could have came and hung out with me then.
We got out, or I got there at 9:30, and I left at 9:30. I was there for a solid 12 hours.
Yeah, no,
and we were supposed to leave at like 8. It was pretty bad.
See, I could do that at Worlds because
Worlds is
a
lot more exciting. Yeah. Worlds is the best of the best at the end of the year.
I watched some girl go upside down for a flip and then just opened up and fell straight on her head.
That's sad.
I laughed hysterically. What I didn't laugh hysterically at was a girl, I forget what team it was, but she threw a tumbling pass and her knee just like bloop.
Ooh, yeah, well, I've seen that happen. We have a friend, Danielle, who she was spinning a double.
Were you there to see it?
I was there to see it. I witnessed her knee bend completely in a way her knee is not supposed to bend.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
No, she hit the ground, obviously, her knee twisted, and she just fell backwards and just started screaming. And you can hear her over the music screaming.
Wow. Ooh.
And I don't... Well,
did they stop or did they keep
obviously
going?
Obviously, they had to stop the music. But... The music when they're playing for these routines is so loud.
Well,
like, it's
I
almost
heard
deafening.
My and sister texted me that they actually blew the speakers this year.
Yeah.
They played it so loud that they broke the speakers.
Yeah, they had to replace the speakers at one point.
That's awesome.
And, well, I mean, it's Worlds. They always have backups for everything. But this girl, like, you can hear her screaming over the music, and it was terrifying. I was like, this poor kid.
Well.
She was not in an international division, I don't think. So she was, like, one of the younger kids.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, I don't know. Injuries, they're exciting. Not really. It's funny when they don't. It's funny when they get hurt, but it's not serious. But it's not funny when it's serious.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty serious injuries, and yeah, you're right, they're not fun. I've seen people's bones stick out, not like physical bone, but you can see the bone through the skin. It's pretty mortifying.
Yeah, it's gross. Don't cheerlead, kids. Yeah,
anyway,
it's dangerous.
That was your week, and we've talked enough about cheerleading for one podcast.
Yeah, I'm way over it.
I want to mention the fact I'm now officially done.
I am too old
to cheer. I am now retired forever and ever and ever.
Good for you, Joey Paris.
It's been great. I've had one day off so far, and it was glorious, everything I could imagine. And I spent the entire day playing Space Engineers.
Did you?
Which I thought was the game Rooster Teeth did a Let's Play on forever ago.
Uh-huh.
That was Moonbase Alpha. Totally different. Space Engineers is way better. It's kind of like Minecraft in space.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit slower paced because like all the blocks you build and stuff, you have to like weld together, and it takes a solid like 5 or 6 seconds per block, which is slow. And I've been playing with Chris.
Yeah.
And we've been looking to we've been talking about finding a mod that speeds it up. But other than that, super fun. We played it for, he bought it for me last night at like, or yesterday at like 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We played it for a solid 9 hours.
Oh my God.
Did not stop. I'm going to go through the playthrough because it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so the way it works is you can basically choose the world you spawn in. And we spawned in a world with a crashed big ship.
Okay.
But it wasn't operational because it had crashed into an asteroid.
Okay.
And then you also spawn in a little yellow...
submarine?
Right? No, not a little yellow submarine. Like a recovery ship, which has all the stuff you need, but bare basics, whatever. And then we went from there and we tore down parts of the big crash ship and parts of our yellow ship, and we're able to build our own, we made it blue and green, but you can make whatever color you want, spaceship. And you build every block of the spaceship, just like in Minecraft. And you build the engines.
Now, does the spaceship actually work?
Yes, it does. So we built our spaceship, and then part of the time we had docked our building spaceship on the crashed red ship, just so it didn't fly off into space, because that's how things happen in space.
Obviously.
And also, mind you, while this is happening, there's occasional asteroids that come your way, which can fuck shit up. Luckily, we've avoided all fucking shit up.
I have a very excited look on my face. This looks like a really fun game.
It was so much fun. And then the only thing is it's like really too slow a place to really do a good Let's Play on.
But
I was thinking for like a live stream or something.
Possibly.
That would be fun.
Speaking of live streams, we have...
Well, hold on. I'm not done yet, but we'll segue into that in a minute.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, hold that
thought. Hold that thought, audience.
So now we've built our ship and we go off to find another asteroid to go mining so we can get supplies like fuel and to build more stuff. And... we're there for most of the time. We're there for probably a good 7 hours.
Yeah.
And we built some little mining ships with drills. Really fucking cool. These little tiny ships that we flew around, and so you could mine the asteroid, which was fucking awesome. Then you collect them, and then you put them in the refinery in the big ship. And then we built a moon base, or an asteroid base that had more refineries and shit. Really cool. Anyway.
Can you build warships?
What?
Can you build warships?
Yes, you can build warships. We haven't yet, and they're not super practical yet. Unless you're playing on like a server.
Okay.
But they don't have dedicated servers. The servers are all just people's games that they've opened up. So you're still playing on somebody else's computer. So if they log off, server's done.
Okay. That's dumb.
Anyway, so when we were building the ship originally, before we left, like at the beginning of this, we accidentally dislodged the red ship.
Oh man.
Yeah. Just because it's kind of glitchy and whatnot, but whatever, it dislodged. But it was barely moving. We just left it there. 7 hours go by, and we see it off in the distance floating towards our asteroid.
Oh, man.
So what we do is then we get one of our yellow recovery ship things, mm-hmm. and we attach a foot onto it, and then we go out, grab the red ship, and tow it in to our now asteroid base.
Hmm.
And so that's kind of where we left off, and now our next mission for the game is we're going to recover the ship. We're going to repair it up and make it into a really big fleet ship.
That was my next question, is could you rebuild it?
Yes, and we're rebuilding it, because it's a lot bigger than the ship we built.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And like I said, it takes forever to build. And so we're building that together, and then we're going to recover it, and then we're going to keep our mining ships and our big green transport ship, as well as our yellow recovery ships, on the big red ship in the hangar, because it's that big. So and it's super fucking
exciting. This is kind of like EVE Online meets Minecraft, then.
I was thinking more Kerbal Space Program, sort of, but I haven't played EVE, so
I don't really know. Okay.
But anyway, it was super fun. I can't wait to go back and play again tonight.
Speaking of other fun games, and I feel like my mic is falling lower and lower, so hold on.
Is it? I was thinking it's super fucking low. You're super uncomfortable looking.
Like, it started up here, and then it slowly, slowly dipped its way down. So let me tighten this up real quick.
Yeah, right, you good there?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I would do it one more time. There you go. There you go. Solid. Okay, you look much more comfortable now.
I am, because I was like, "What? Why am I so hunched over?"
My back hurts less now that you've fixed your mic.
All right.
I'm very happy for you.
But yeah, there's another game, and I was tagged in by one of my friends, because he knows I fucking love indie games, but it's called Hover, Revolt of Gamers. And
that sounds familiar.
Now, I know you like Mirror's Edge.
I do love Mirror's Edge.
Have you ever played,
I was actually just playing it yesterday.
Have you ever played Jet Set Radio Future?
Never even heard of it.
It was one of like the first Xbox games ever, and it was really cool.
Okay.
And but basically this game is a combination of those two games. So you like slide around, and it's very parkour based, very first person-y.
Okay.
And it looks like a whole lot of fun, and it's a really cool art style. Everything's very vivid and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's on Kickstarter right now, so go check that out, people.
Okay.
But cool. Yeah, I'll show you the video afterwards. But I mean, I'm really terrible at explaining things.
Gotcha.
But you pretty much you have like these little rollerblade type apparati on your feet.
All right.
And you like you can run off things, jump off things, and the way it works is like if you fall, you can jump and it'll bounce you back up even higher, kind of like your feet are made out of bouncy balls.
Okay, cool.
And they explain it as like your character wears a magnetic suit that helps him glide around, helps him or her glide around.
Okay, and you're saying it's first person?
Yeah.
It's what's it for?
Mirror's Edge style. It's a PC.
PC game. Okay.
And it's Oculus Rift capable as well.
Oh, God. I've liked Oculus Rift the whole time, but I saw a Sonic the Hedgehog Oculus Rift game.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. It looks so good. It's designed specifically for the Oculus Rift. And actually, it turns out Sega has a... I don't know if it's official or unofficial or what it is, but they have an API that lets you create Sonic games.
Really?
Yeah, like totally from... I don't know if it's open source or what it is, but anybody can go out and make a what looks like a real Sonic game.
Neat.
And so people made this... Oculus Rift based Sonic game, and it was like, holy shit, I'm gonna throw up. I can't imagine how awesome this would be actually wearing the Oculus Rift.
That sounds like fun. Now, is that first person?
Yeah, well, it's the Sonic third person.
Okay,
so
you're behind Sonic.
You're behind Sonic, but it's not like a side scroller.
Okay.
So
it's not like original Sonic, it's like new Sonic.
Yeah, it's like new Sonic but not new Sonic.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I haven't played a Sonic game since, you know, they were side scrollers, so
gotcha. I played, I used to love Sonic Adventure Battle 2.
Nope, never played it.
Never played it. It was one of the first games that really got me into gaming was, it was for the GameCube and
I think
Dreamcast.
The last Sonic game I played was Sonic and Knuckles for the SNES.
Oh, well, I've played that too. So,
yep.
Anyway, Oculus Rift, fucking awesome. We segued briefly into live stream and then we quickly got out of that and forgot to go back. So you want to talk about that for a bit, Benjamin?
We have Operation Supply Drop.
Which is coming really fast.
Yeah, we got like 2 weeks to prepare for it.
Yeah. Well, we got Xboxes and stuff.
Yep.
Me and Ben, for the most part, have figured out how we're going to capture the audio and video and live stream it all.
Well,
for the most part, we still have to, like, completely test it. Like, I actually want to do a full...
Okay, like a full... Well, because that's what I was going to say, is you, me, and Si have to... We have to take a day, like, this week, probably.
Yeah.
Just to do a run-through of it.
Yeah, just not even fully live stream. Just turn it on, make sure everything's working.
Well, and I mean, like, and also go through, a six-hour... Just us gaming kind of hours. Thing.
Man, how are we going to do 24 hours?
Well, that's why I said a 6 hour just to test the waters.
Yeah.
That way we can work out all the bugs before we give you guys the full finished product.
Yeah, we're going to spend a lot of time.
Give us all your money
room.
So we can give it to charity.
Yeah, we'll give it straight to the charities. We're not going to take it in the middle. So,
do people do that?
Take it in the middle?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Take a cut out of their charity proceeds? Because that would be a super dick thing to
do. That would be a super dick thing to do. Well, if they do, we're not one of those companies.
No, we're definitely not.
You give it directly to Operation Supply Drop.
Which goes to the troops.
Yes. And what's actually cool is when we sign up for this, if we pay $15, which we're going to do, it puts
us already signed up for it. We could upgrade our account.
Did you sign up for it?
I think I signed us up for it.
Are you sure that wasn't Extra Life?
I signed us up for Extra Life, and I think I signed us up for Operation
Supply. Well, anyway, we'll figure out for sure. Totally irrelevant right now, but we will upgrade. And it puts us into a drawing to get one of the Operation Supply Drop baskets, or whatever they are, that they bring out to the troops.
Yeah?
And we can get one. It's full of, like, games and consoles and shit, too. Super awesome.
Now, do we present that to the troops, or is that ours to keep?
Ours to keep. So, depending on what's in it and what our needs for it, we may give some stuff back as well.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, because we're not a fully-fledged...
Right,
What's the word? A fully equipped company.
Right, if we were fully equipped, I'd absolutely say donate all of it, but we're still kind of skating by. We only have 2 Xboxes as opposed to 3 like we should have.
Well, we have 3.
Well, yeah,
but one's yours.
It's more like 2.5.
Yeah.
I'm not even concerned that it's mine. I'm just concerned that it's super old. So
it's a lot newer than size.
It is a lot newer than size. But anyway, the point being, it's not one of the newer ones, and I don't know how long it will last.
Did you ever submit the forms for the mail-in rebate?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Yesterday. Which, you know, I'm going to talk about that for a minute, because that was a real pain in my ass.
Oh, dude, I hate mail-in rebates. That's okay. Why I was kind of skeptical when we went to go get them, and they're like, oh, it has a mail-in rebate of $50. I'm like, oh, shit. Right.
So here's my story on the mail-in rebates. All right. So the first thing you have to do, obviously, is you buy the TVs.
Yeah.
I bought three of them, and I feel we made it very clear we were buying three, and we were expecting to get the mail-in rebate on all three TVs.
Yes.
Well, I get the TVs home. I go to online to fill out the mail-in rebate form and do all that nonsense. And then they're like, oh, well, you can only claim it on one TV per house per receipt. So I called up Tiger Direct and explained, hey, we only bought these TVs because we were under the impression we would get it on all of them. So we did that.
Now, did Tiger Direct have a big deal with that? Or
no, Tiger Direct was really cool about
it.
Okay. So I had to go back and they like refunded the money to a gift card and then put it on three separate receipts. And then I used... You know, because we are, you know, I don't feel we're cheating the system. We are three different people that live in three different addresses. Totally legit.
You, me, and Chris?
You, me, and Cy.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're totally being fair here. And so anyway, I did that. I went through that hassle. They finally fixed it all. And then I came home. Then I filled out all the receipts or all the rebate information online. I printed out the documents. And part of the document is a mailing address that you cut out and tape to the box or to the envelope to make sure, you know, it's the right mailing address. Well, of fucking course, the way they designed the stupid PDF that you print out, the address is split between two pages. I have standard 8.5 by 11 paper and it's split between two fucking pages. So that means I had to handwrite all of the addressing on these labels. That was annoying enough as it is. So I do that. I cut out the proofs of purchases on the TV boxes and I put them in the envelopes. Whatever, and then I take them to the post office. First time I go, it's at 1:30, and they're, oh, sorry, we're closed for lunch. That was fucking annoying.
Wait, the post office closes for lunch?
Wait, it's the small post office on the island, but yes.
Oh.
They still go for lunch, and apparently from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock rather than 12 to 1 like everybody fucking else. Which I guess I can get, because anybody else on their lunch break would want to go 12 to 1, so that kind of makes sense. Regardless, it's annoying. You don't need to close for lunch. Okay, so...
Send someone to go get pizza. We do it all the time.
Right, so I go home, and I go back about 2 hours later. It's probably about 3:30 now. And I go in, and there's finally somebody there, and they're like, oh, we don't accept cards. So fuck. Now I have to go back to 7-Eleven. Mind you, I went earlier to 7-Eleven because I needed gas. And now I'm going back to 7-Eleven...
To get cash back.
I buy with my prepaid ISIS card to get candy. No fucking cash back. Just completely skips over that screen. So now I've wasted $2 on a candy bar, which was actually really delicious. And it was so hot outside that I left it in the 2 minutes it took me to go inside and actually put them in the mailbox.
It melted.
But anyway.
Was this yesterday?
This was yesterday.
Dude, it was really hot yesterday.
It was absurdly hot. Anyway, so then I have to go buy a second thing with a different card so that I can get cash back to use at the post office. I now go to the post office and they say, oh, well, because there's cardboard in here, the envelope isn't flexible and it counts as a package rather than an envelope. So that ended up making it cost more money. Not a huge deal, and it worked out okay because I got enough cash back to still cover it.
Yeah.
But it was just one more annoyance in my long adventure of turning in these damn mail-in rebates. So finally, after all of that, I got the mailed off yesterday, and event in 6 to 8 weeks, we'll get our mail-in rebates.
Oh, great. I thought we paid extra to have it shipped over.
You're right, we did. So you're right. So we lost $15 on that, plus the $6 to mail them in because they were packages.
Packages.
Yeah. So it came out to like $23 out of our mail-in rebate. Whatever. Fuck it. It's over with. So that was my adventure yesterday. And then I played Space Engineer for the next 9 hours.
Well, at least that was relaxing.
Yeah.
And fun. How much is Space Engineer?
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
I think I'm going
to. And it's actually a Steam greenlit game. It's still an alpha.
Oh, but, okay. Then that was my other question. Is it still
right.
Early
so
access?
It's got places to go. But honestly, I played for 9 hours yesterday. I got my $20 worth.
Cool.
I use a system to judge if a game was worth my money in comparing it to a movie. A movie's about $10 a ticket.
And that's about 2 hours worth of movie.
Right. So every hour is worth $5. If I play a $60 game for 12 hours, it's worth it. Equivalent to paying for a movie ticket.
Hmm.
So, you know, in this game, I got more than 4 hours out of it by twice in one day. Totally worth $20. So even though it's an alpha game, it's done enough that I feel it's worth putting money into.
See, I feel differently about like major releases. Like if I don't play the game for a week straight, it's not worth my money.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends.
Like My time is valuable.
I can't tell you the last time I bought it. I think Portal 2 was the last full game I bought.
I bought something recently, and I don't remember what it was.
Was it... oh, you bought Little Big Planet.
I did.
Was that what you were talking about? But no, that game's old at this point.
That game's fucking awesome. Yeah, it was $20, and I've played it for like 10 years. I only owned it for a week.
Oh.
Or 2 weeks. How long has it been?
We were in Daytona, so two weeks? I don't fucking know anymore.
2 weeks. Let's go 2 weeks.
Two and a half weeks.
But yeah, whenever I play my PS Vita, I always play that. That's like I don't.
It's a fun game, right?
Like, I have that. I have Soul Sacrifice, and I have a Final Fantasy game, the fighting game that I didn't really like. That was a waste of money for me because the controls are so buggy and shitty.
Yeah, but yeah, I kind of feel that way a lot on the PS Vita. I don't have one, but
on the Vita controls are great.
Are they?
It was a PSP game though.
Oh, okay. So it was a PSP game on the PS Vita.
And then
Vita.
I downloaded it, and it.
So I guess it didn't translate well.
No, at all. Like, the camera angles just keep
switching. Well, yeah, and plus you only have one analog stick on the Vita.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, on the PSP. On the Vita, you have two. Yeah. So you kind of lose that camera control and stuff with such.
Yep. But yeah, no, I play Little Big Planet more than I play any other game.
Hey, you know what? I spent a lot of hours into Little Big Planet back in the day. That was the whole reason I bought a PS3, was to play Little Big Planet.
Really?
Yep. Totally worth it. In fact, I've only gotten, I think, two games for my PS3, and that was Mirror's Edge and Little Big Planet. Oh, and Wipeout HD. Super fun racing game.
Oh.
Really high definition, trippy as balls. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't wait to like finish the story mode on Little Big Planet so I can start playing other people's maps.
Oh, yeah. The story mode pales in comparison to the user-created maps. User-created maps are fucking awesome.
And I remember jumping in at, like, I was playing it at a GameStop when the PS Vita first came out, mm-hmm. and they had Little Big Planet for it. And I, like, it was already someone's user-created map, and I had no idea how to work the controls. And I was like, how the fuck do I do this? Yeah. So at first I was a little turned off by it, but now that I've actually gone through the tutorials and
it's one of my favorite games of all time just because it was so different.
Yeah.
I mean, this was, I don't know if it was before Minecraft, but it was before Minecraft was big.
Yeah.
And it's a very Minecraft-esque game. I mean, there are huge differences between the two, but it's still that kind of level of creativeness.
Yeah. It
plus some.
A platform puzzle game, and it's really fun.
Right. That you can also have great creation tools that are like way outside of my mind. Like, people built fucking calculators in it, so that was cool. I guess they did in Minecraft too, but
yeah. Well, I mean, in Minecraft that stuff's a little bit more easy. I mean, I haven't even used the creation controls in Little Big Planet.
Right. Yeah, it's entirely different, but anyway, so go get Little Big Planet for whatever console it is. Awesome. And Little Big Planet 2 I think is actually backwards compatible with Little Big Planet 1 maps.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna get one or the other, get Little Big Planet 2.
And if you have a PS Vita, getting Little Big Planet is worth buying a PS Vita for.
Okay, well, like, official recommendation from Ben.
If you have a PS Vita and you were starting to think that it was a waste of time and money,
get Little Big Planet.
Get Little Big Planet, it'll completely change your mind.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a PS4 Vita bundle.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they do eventually.
They're going to make too much profit, because what they're doing right now is they're advertising the Vita when you buy a PS4. It's like on part of the packaging. It says, oh, the ultimate companion. It's
exactly. It's the ultimate companion. Bundle them together. I would pay good money for that.
But it's an extra $200. It's an extra probably $100 in profit they'd make if you bought the Vita separately.
Yeah, but I'm not going to buy a Vita unless I get it as a bundle. I'm not going to buy a Vita or a PS4 unless I can buy them together and save $50, $100.
But can we make that like a company-wide decision? And when that bundle comes around, all three of us get one?
Sure. Why not? Fuck it.
I'll pull the loan out on this one.
Why not?
We're going to get in so much student debt just because we're putting all the money into the company.
No, I've been in no student debt. I've made smart, responsible financial decisions.
Oh, you got a grant, though, right?
I got a grant. Every money I have spent...
Every money you have spent.
Money I did not expect... Shut up.
Every money.
Fuck grammar.
Every money, kids.
Education.
Yeah. Talking about college.
Anyway, no, all the money I've spent is money that I can afford to lose.
Yes.
So that's how you should spend your money all the time. Financial fact from Joey Paris. Take that secret to the grave, as I posted on the internet.
Yeah.
So in my deep adventures of the internet, I came across something called the euthanasia roller coaster.
And what?
It's a...
is this like a real life roller coaster?
It's not a real life roller coaster, okay. But it's a real engineered concept of a roller coaster that... actually kills the riders. And it's supposed to be a very relaxing way to kill people. Like, it's not like torture. It's 1,600 feet tall, and then it drops at reaching a total of 220 miles, and it has seven consecutive loops, each slightly increasing in size as you reach the end of the roller coaster, and it creates a constant 10 Gs of gravity on you for those seven loops. So by like the third loop, you're becoming, you know, loopy and almost completely unconscious. By the fourth loop, you're dead, and the remaining three loops are just to make sure you're dead.
Why?
Because why the fuck not?
I don't.
Because some engineer thought it would be cool.
Is this what engineers do with their time? It's like, how can I kill people creatively?
Pretty much, and that was the most creative way to kill somebody, if you ask me. And it's supposed to be like totally enjoyable too. I mean, if you're gonna
enjoyable, if you're gonna 1,600-foot fall is enjoyable.
Yeah,
I don't even do that. I don't even do like the 400-foot roller coasters at Cedar Point and
I mean
Six Flags.
Think about it. You're like talking you know, if you're gonna be on the death sentence anyway, and you can go out on a roller coaster, I mean, might as well, right?
We're gonna drop you from space, make you do seven loops and die.
Yeah, pretty much. I would totally be okay with that. If I was, for whatever reason, on the death sentence, for a legitimate reason. I don't know.
For, you know, killing the people that annoy you the most.
Yeah.
Which I totally see you doing. I totally see this company going under because you kill someone.
Jeez. All right, cool.
I'm kidding.
Now I'm going to be on all sorts of watch lists. I'm not actually going to kill anybody. Nobody think that.
Hashtag, jeez. We're building a bomb.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Wow. Think of all the lists we must be on because of this podcast.
Not very many. I don't think the government would ever take us seriously.
I hope not. I don't even take us seriously. Fuck.
Yeah. But no, I saw a fun slow-mo video that was not made by the usual
slow-mo guys.
Yeah.
Who was it made by?
It was made by Crazy Russian Hacker.
Okay.
Who?
What'd they do?
They filmed a CO2 bomb, or not CO2, a dry ice bomb.
Ooh, I made one of those once.
At 25,000 frames per second.
I didn't
just
do that
say,
part.
Completely unenjoyable.
Oh, that's disappointing. Why?
It just shot off. Well, obviously the...
I made a dry ice bomb.
The
anyway,
easiest
sorry.
Way for the pressure to escape was through the cap, so it blew the cap off, and then it shot out of the screen, and I was like, that was a bad angle on it.
Yeah. Well, one time I made a dry ice... Not a bomb. A bomb's the wrong word, but if you put dry ice
in water and seal it
in
up...
In a water bottle, and you seal it up, it'll pop. But again, it's kind of the same deal where the cap comes off.
Yeah.
Because that's the weakest point of whatever. It was kind of fun, though, but it was scary because it took a full, like, 30 minutes to explode, and we're like, well, what now? Do we
throw
go check it?
It?
Well, we don't want to check it because it might explode in our hands. So, anyway,
yeah,
that
like,
was
that. He's like, all right, we're going to put the dry ice in, and then we're going to run. He goes, where? He's like, anywhere but here.
Yeah, well, what's actually scary is one time I almost passed out from breathing the dry ice air. I totally unintentionally, there was...
Just, like, stand over the bucket with your face over it?
Kind of, but I wasn't even that close. Anyway, we had like an ice cream machine, and you put dry ice is how you transfer the ice cream. And so we emptied the ice cream out, and I was just standing above the box, not even really consciously standing above the box. It was just there. And I started breathing, and all of a sudden my vision started going really dark, and I started falling over. I'm like, holy shit, I'm passing out. And then I moved away from the box and breathed the normal air, and it was okay. But it was weird because it was like suffocating without knowing I was suffocating.
Huh.
So like imagine that.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of moving things with dry ice and things that freeze you to death, and ice cream.
Really interested where the segue's going.
The people who make ice cream out of liquid nitrogen.
Cool as shit.
Stupid as fuck.
Okay.
What happens if that hits your arm? Goodbye, arm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, why would you use something that could potentially kill you to make the most delicious thing in the world? Why can't you just be like every other normal person?
Whoa. Saying ice cream's the most delicious thing in the world?
Potentially the most delicious thing in the world.
No, cookies all the way. Cookies are infinitely better than ice cream.
What if you had cookie-flavored ice cream?
Still, cookies are better than cookie-flavored ice cream. Cookie-flavored ice cream's good. I really enjoy it, but cookies are better.
Is it a texture thing?
No, not for that. I just, cookies are better. Fact. End of discussion.
But what if you made
ice... I don't care. End of discussion.
Ice cream that tastes just like cookies.
I don't know. Well, because at that point, it is a texture thing. Especially because, like, when you dip the cookies in milk, there's nothing quite as enjoyable as dipping cookies in milk. And you can't dip ice cream in milk. It's fucking weird. I mean, at that point,
is milk.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't count. It doesn't do anything for it.
All right.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's right. You agree with me because cookies are better.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to have an ongoing debate here, and you're totally right. Like, I wanted an ongoing company debate between ice cream and cookies, and we could get shirts, team ice cream, team cookies. and you're...
I feel like we have a lot of teams, or we've talked about you're right.
A lot of teams. We should get rid of this team thing.
Yes.
Ice creams versus cookies, just that. No more teams. You're right. I agree.
We should have one shirt that's just like ice cream, and then another shirt that's just like cookies.
Yeah.
And people could wear those shirts to be like, I'm with the ice cream group, and they're like, I'm with the cookie group.
Groups, not teams. See how we did that? Yeah. Yes. But you're right. We and not even just we, the entire internet and world as a whole, even outside the
internet. It'd be vote for cookie and vote for ice cream, and that would be the biggest social media poll ever to get people to wear those shirts.
I like that idea. But again, anyway, what I was saying is like everybody is overusing that whole team thing, us included, but we should...
No, fuck teams.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck teams.
Every man for themselves.
Sort of. whatever. Now we're going groups. Why not?
Wait. We have to come up with like a fun name for like a group.
Okay.
Not like be like the Cookie Collective.
Okay, I like that. All right. So anyway, we'll move on from there.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're gonna move on, Joey. We're moving on to the next one.
I was hoping you would pick something up. I didn't want to just read something off the topic list again.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing really good there with natural segues and.
You know, we did do a lot of really good segues, and I feel like we've covered a lot of the list just like not knowingly.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna sneak a peek at the list because I have no idea what's on it anymore.
Wait, last week, we'll talk about all the stuff we talked about last week. You know, get that double dip on the topics.
I went over one of them.
Yeah, you did. You did. But one of the things you talked about last week is the squirrel versus snake video.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's a very common thing.
Really?
There were hundreds of videos of squirrels fighting snakes, and the squirrels basically kicking the snake's ass. I guess squirrels are very good at fighting snakes. And I had no idea which one you were talking about, because there were like 100 bajillion, and they were all pretty awesome. So.
Now I need to go YouTube all these.
Yeah, there were lots. They were pretty awesome.
Did not know that. I saw one and I was like, oh shit, this thing's like a fucking mongoose thing.
Yeah, squirrels are fucking scary. I mean,
yeah,
fighting a snake. I mean, snakes are scary, and if a squirrel can fight a snake, that inherently makes squirrels scarier, right?
And squirrels like nuts.
Yeah.
This guy shouldn't wear shorts around squirrels.
Yeah. All right.
Squirrels are dangerous, man. Protect your nuts.
The other thing we talked about from last week was the dolphin thing. And I think I said it was like Nazi Germany scientists or something.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. It was Americans.
Go figure.
Totally U.S. I mean, it was still about that time period, 70s, whenever.
World War II was in the 70s.
I don't know when World War II was.
Oh, Joey?
50s, 60s?
Joey.
I don't know. 50s.
The 40s.
40s. Good thing I didn't say final answer, because I was going to totally say final answers at the 50s.
Oh my God.
I'm really bad with dates. I'm good with lots of other things, but not dates.
I think it even started like 1939 was when it like started. Okay. I don't know. I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, I can remember lots of stuff, but dates are not all of them, because all of my time like collectively merges together. So the 1930s feels like it was yesterday. So it's very hard for me to...
I was about to reference a Doctor Who line, but I can't remember it, so I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
Something about time is a big... ball of wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah, well, stuff. I like the same wibbly wobbly timely wimey. Timey wimey. Yes. I always say timely wimely, but whatever.
Due to his timely wimely demise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I definitely want to get a shirt with a squirrel on it and it says protect your nuts.
No. Well, you can get one, but we're not doing a company shirt like that.
We should totally do a company shirt like that.
But
anywhere where you can leave, can we leave comments on the podcast on the website?
Yes. Cool. No, yes, we can.
Cool. Everyone go comment that we need a Protect Your Nut shirt.
And we can also comment it on Facebook, too. You can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I found out yesterday. I was looking into the Facebook analytics, which basically shows us like our most successful posts. It also shows us when the majority of our fans are online.
Does it?
Based on per day basis. Like, so today I made the post about subscribing on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to look at Tuesdays, and the majority of our fans are on Tuesdays at 10 a.m., so I made the post.
Why so early?
I have no idea. But so I made the post to go on at 10 a.m. So the majority of our posts today. It was really cool and awesome. Knowing that that's when the majority of our fans are online.
That is pretty awesome. And we are also kind of creepy.
It is. And we are also up to like 76, 77 likes on Facebook.
I know. I keep seeing our numbers jump up.
I know. It's cool. I hope this trend continues. I want to hit 100.
I would like to hit 1,000.
Well, we got to hit 100 before we hit 1,000.
I would like to hit 10. I'd like to hit 100. I'd like to hit 1,000,000.
Yeah.
1,000,000 like easy.
My goal is to get 10,000 views a video. That's like my goal for this year. Yes. On average, get about 10,000 views a video.
And we get free YouTube advertising.
Yeah, well, it turns out apparently you need 1,000 subscribers before you actually get it.
What?
I guess the idea is when you have 1,000 subscribers, YouTube is then able to properly profile your channel and find the other channels those 1,000 subscribers are subscribed to, and those are the channels they run your ad on.
Okay, so everyone go to our YouTube page, subscribe to our YouTube videos.
Please. And like us on Facebook. Please.
And like us on Facebook. Yeah. Like us everywhere. And then tell your friends, your mom, your boyfriend, brother, sister, uncle, and have all of them go subscribe.
And your grandma.
Too.
And apparently your grandma. Grandmas really like us. All the grandmas I've talked to are like, I want to like it. I don't think they watch their videos or our content, and I am very happy about that, but they can still like us. That's important.
You're a cute young man. I'm going to go like your stuff.
It's slightly concerning because both of my grandmas have
liked
shared
Frosted Gaming.
Well, they've shared Frosted Gaming, and they're like, my grandson's company thing, go like it. I'm like, oh, God. Grandma.
But the Knitting Club now listens to the Frosted Gaming podcast.
Hey, whatever. Whoever will sponsor us, I will happily.
They're all going to have heart attacks as soon as they hear some of these topics.
Hey, who know? Hey, all I've learned from my working with older people now is you never reach a point where dick jokes aren't funny. So.
Okay, then.
Everybody, like, I'm with groups of, like, 40-year-old men. They're all making dick jokes. Like, all right, apparently I never grew up. That's how it works.
No, that's the thing with men. We grow up. We don't. Are we get older? We don't grow up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I've thoroughly confirmed that. I feel so.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like exhausted and out of breath.
But it's probably because there's only two of us this week, and we're.
No, I mean, like, it's been like an all day thing. Like, even before I got here, I was drained.
Monday, I was super tired. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock and didn't wake up till like 10 o'clock the next morning. 14 hours.
Yeah.
I was tired, but yesterday
I did let that
good.
Process and make sense in my head first.
You know, math. But I feel better than I did last podcast in terms of awakeness.
Yeah.
But I had lunch today before I went and had a salad at Fresh. They're open 8 days a week.
Fresh?
Yeah, it's a salad restaurant in downtown, and every salad's made to order, and you just put in whatever you want, or, you know, you tell them and do whatever dressings you want, and then they put it all in a fancy-shaped bowl.
A fancy-shaped bowl?
Yeah, and then all of their soda is sugarcane-based, which is kind of cool.
Have you ever had raw sugarcane?
Yes, I have.
It's so good.
It is. We used to, I don't know why, but we used to always get them at holidays. But it was when I lived in South Florida, we would get them.
Yeah, my automotive teacher was from Jamaica, and every time he came back from vacation, he'd always have sugarcane with him. Ooh. And he'd give it to me because that was his favorite.
Well, I can imagine. You've been fixing cars forever now. But
well,
really,
he's the one who taught me how to fix cars.
Yeah, well, so. Yeah. Well, anyway.
But because I paid attention, now right. I can actually properly
right, exactly.
fix cars.
Although you haven't actually fixed cars in a while now.
No, I've been in the automotive industry within the last year, but I haven't actually touched a car in over a year and a half, probably 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, well, because you were a manager type position, so I guess you didn't do a whole lot of car work.
No.
That doesn't seem like fun for you.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And that's why I left. I want to go back to actually working on cars because it's very therapeutic for me, but.
Yeah. Kind of how I feel with computers sometimes. Like this morning I had a computer crisis.
And you just went in and it was like, Nirvana. Not really.
No, not really. It was actually pretty hectic, especially because I was jumbling it around the podcast and lunch with my mom, because Tuesday is also my lunch with my mom day.
Yep.
But anyway, I got a working role. All good now, taken care of.
Sweet.
So, yeah. About to get more work from that stuff, too.
Good, so. Good. Now you can, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's that. You watching? Oh, go ahead.
For me, oddly enough, my business has dropped off. Usually, this is the season where everyone starts coming in wanting, you know, private lessons.
Yeah.
And I've lost like 7 this week.
Really? Well, you know, I feel this week's kind of the down week. It's like your week off.
It's the week after Worlds, the week before Summit.
Well, Summit, you know, well, nobody wants to get hurt before Summit. And Summit, by the way, is like Worlds for the lower level teams. But we talked too much about cheerleading already.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is kind of like a relaxing week. Like you said, you had 2 people at practice last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the week off. I bet they'll pick back up as the weeks continue.
Money now. Worlds, yeah. Worlds was expensive for me. Like, I spent a lot of money on Orlando.
Imagine. I mean, tickets to get in are $40 a day.
Right, but
$120 for the first day.
No.
3 sessions, $40 a piece on Friday, Saturday?
You only have to pay for the 3 session thing on Monday.
Monday. Oh, I had it backwards.
Friday
then.
And Saturday, it's just $40 to get in.
Gotcha. Okay. Monday.
Actually, I think
is
it's only $30 to get in.
I heard it was $40. Oh, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. I don't care. I didn't go.
I went, but I had a pass.
Yeah.
I had a 4-day Disney pass in my drunken stupor going back Saturday night to watch the other team. I think I sold my pass to someone.
Well, sold it isn't stupid if you
but
got
I
the money from
it. But I don't remember. All I remember is getting back to the hotel and like, oh, God, I don't have my pass. Where's my pass? Where's my pass? And freaking out. And the next morning, I check my pocket and I have $50 in my pocket. And I'm like, huh, Maybe that's what happened.
Well, that makes sense. Man, I would have loved to go to Disney this weekend. I haven't been to Disney in forever.
No, I'm not going to Disney. Yeah. I went to Disney last month.
For?
Competition.
Oh, wait. Was that the one we did the 40-step video in?
No.
Oh.
No, it was the week after that. I went back for
I remember, because we talked about that and how Nick knew how to get to Magic Kingdom and nobody else did on the monorails. Yeah, I remember that.
Now, I've only been to Magic Kingdom once, and it was with my girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
We're not together anymore.
So your ex-girlfriend.
So now my ex-girlfriend, yes. But I went last month with Nick and one of our friends, and it was just like, I feel like I'm way too old to go to Disney.
See, I disagree. I feel like you're never too old to go to Disney. Maybe you should have gone more to like Epcot or...
Well, we did. We went to Epcot the first day, and I liked Epcot.
I feel Epcot's a lot more like mature. Same with MGM, or I guess it's Hollywood Studios now. They're more roller coaster based, and Magic Kingdom is kind of all the princesses and the characters.
Epcot has beer around the world.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that place.
Of course you do.
Or that section of Epcot.
So that's Disney.
Yep. Actually, I'm not really even a big beer person. Actually, I hate light beers. Let me clarify that. Despite
Does anybody like light beers? I think people like light beers just because they're low calorie.
No, because I went at the hotel. Half of my team was staying in one room. Like, we had a big old villa, but there's like 10 people there. And all the people I went with got like light beer. And I'm like, why do you drink that? It tastes like piss water. Like, but it's light. Oh, right, you're cheerleaders.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
You know what? If I die at the age of 40 and get to enjoy bacon for the rest of my life, I am A-okay with that.
Exactly.
But if I get to live to 90 and don't get to enjoy bacon, it's just not worth it. You know what? Fuck it. I'll die young.
Live fast, die young. You know, I'm actually getting a tattoo that says live slow, die whenever.
Yeah, we talked about that. And I'm all for live slow, die whenever, but I'm not going to try hard to live forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy my life and die whenever, not die in the future.
Yeah.
Die whenever. Fuck it.
Whatever.
Yeah. See how I did that roundabout logic there? Worked out really well. So it's unfortunate you have to leave at 4 today, because I was thinking we could get some Indie Game of the Weeks now, because I have like a long list now. I've been playing FTL.
As of Kerbal. Right now, it's only 2:45. How long have we been doing this podcast?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah,
so we can probably get one or two out.
Yeah.
Because they'd be shorter videos. Anyway, maybe we'll play Space Engineer for a little bit.
I actually had my iPad, but I let Cy use it today.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we talk about Sai's not here. Sai's not here, guys.
Sai's not here.
His microphone stand's still there, ready for him to be here, but...
Nope, didn't make it. He had some phone crises.
Yeah, he had a phone crisis and has his daughter with him, so phone crisis plus daughter with him, bad idea to do podcast.
Nah, she's actually very easily entertained.
No, I'm saying if she went to daycare or something, you know, he should have a phone with him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because in case something, God forbid, happened at daycare, it's important, so...
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. But yeah, no. He dropped his phone.
We did the video, which still hasn't been put out yet, where the video or his phone flew out of his car. Have we talked about that on the podcast?
Well, I was getting there, but did we have a video of his phone flying out?
Not
of
it flying out, but after when it was in the street, we have a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But anyway, he placed his phone on the dashboard and turned a corner.
Really fast.
It was a major, major intersection. I'm talking like 8 lanes across. The phone flies out the window, lands right in the middle of a lane, and then somehow miraculously wasn't run over, but
the
crack
was broken,
hitting the ground, and it has since, I guess, broken.
Yeah, it finally gave out today, so he was really upset about that.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a matter of time before it happened.
I mean, I would have scheduled to get it fixed a long time
ago. Yeah, me too. I mean, because at one point or another, you're still going to have to buy a new phone.
Yep.
You know.
But I think it's like $150 for him to have it replaced.
That's not terrible, honestly. And although, you know, they have an indestructible Android phone, he should really invest in one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
I forget.
I might have to go find one.
Why? You take good care of your phones.
I do. I take decent care of it. I mean, you know, when I had an iPhone, I went through like 5 of them. And they always were replaced for free because, I don't know, I got lucky like that. Yeah. I've never had to have my Galaxy replaced.
Well, maybe you've gotten more mature in your phone handling.
No, this thing's just durable.
I've only once broken a phone in my... let's say twice. But one time I was intentionally breaking it. But the second time, it was the Nexus 4. And if you don't have a case on that thing, it's like the a hyperfluid. You could put it in a bowl and it would find a way to fall out of the fucking bowl. That thing was the most slippery phone I've ever had. And I set it on the back of the toilet seat once and it just
fell
on
the toilet.
No, it didn't fall off the toilet, but it fell on the ground and it... It didn't even crack the screen, but it got like these weird yellow lines all over it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah. But luckily, I got it replaced for free. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've never broken a phone. So
now.
I take good care of my shit. I don't think I've ever broken anything electronic.
But I feel like Apple products are notoriously easy to break.
But I had an iPhone for like 4 years and I never broke it.
Really? Because every person I've talked to has gone through at least three.
I mean, I think people are just clumsy and they don't care about their shit and they just...
Well, I care about my stuff, but I am very, very clumsy.
Yeah, you are. But although I have to say, over the last couple years, you've gotten way more responsible with your shit. And we've talked about this before, that everything you own, you've gotten better with over the last couple of years.
Well, because everything I own progressively gets more expensive.
Well, exactly. And as such, and the people you surrounded yourself with take better care of their stuff over time, and it, you know.
Right.
I feel like we have molded you into our kind.
We?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean all the rich people I hang out with?
Rich people is not the right term. I'm not rich.
The financially well off.
Financially stable. We are financially stable.
I would not call the people that I stayed with
financially stable. David.
I would call them filthy rich.
Anyway, the other financially stable group you're with, yeah, they are kind of filthy rich. But anyway, the point is...
And although they could afford to replace everything in their house 10 times over, they took really good care of it.
But that's why they can afford to replace it. When you take care of your stuff...
Because they don't have to.
Right. You take care of your stuff, you don't have to replace it. You end up saving more money over time.
Right.
You know, you take good care of your car, you keep it maintenance, you don't have to go replace your car... Because you've taken care of it.
Speaking of which, I have to get an oil change.
Right, well, so do I. No, actually, I'm good on oil change, I think. Yeah, I'm good. But
I mean, I could do it myself, but the dealership I bought it from is doing it for free, so...
Might as well have it done through them. So.
Yep. I should really get that done, because I'm like 1,000 miles overdue.
Yeah, I do that a handful of times, but, you know.
But I only get my oil changed every 10,000 miles because of the motor and the oil I put in it.
Yeah, I get mine changed every about 6,000 miles per your suggestion.
Yes.
Because I have no idea about cars.
Yes.
Although I'd really like to. That's something I would enjoy to know.
They're really, really, really easy to play with and figure out.
Well, I figured as much. Plus, I'm really good at picking up on stuff like that.
And now, when I was in school for this, like, everyone would blow it way out of proportion. Be like, oh, it's so hard. I can't understand how this works or how that works. It's like, you don't necessarily have to understand how everything works. You just have to understand that cars and trucks and engines in general are just made out of nuts and bolts.
Right.
All you do is... undo things, take it off, put the new one in, bolt it back
right.
up.
Right. I would imagine it's kind of like computers in a sense in that more or less it fits directly where it's supposed to be and doesn't really fit anywhere else. Is that kind of true?
No.
No? Lots of shit fits in other places it shouldn't?
Or shit doesn't fit at all. Like, if you get a factory part, it's going to fit.
Okay, well, yeah.
If you get an aftermarket part,
it's not going
to fit. You might have to drill a couple extra holes.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, like, some of the things I get, it's like, are you sure this is for my car? Like, yep, that's it. This looks nothing like what was on it originally.
Well, it's aftermarket.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. You get what you pay for. So that's why I always go factory on everything.
Gotcha.
Unless I'm doing, like, performance upgrades to my car. But then I only go with, like, either brands that I trust or the more expensive versions.
Right, because in those cases, I would imagine most of the time those more expensive versions are worth
you get
the
what you pay
money.
For.
Yeah.
Every bit of a car is you get what you pay for. So, and tools. Cars and tools. Go hand in hand. I feel like we've talked a lot about cars cheerleading and not really what we do.
No, I feel we've talked a lot about gaming today. I think today's been a really nice, well-rounded podcast.
It has.
I think we've talked about everything. We haven't been too inappropriate. We started out talking about cunts for a little bit. But other than that, I feel we've really conversed.
I have a fun story for after the podcast.
After the podcast?
I always have these. Like, every time we get on the podcast, it'll remind me of
something. And I think only once have we talked about after the podcast conversations in reality.
Yeah.
And that was last podcast.
Yeah.
No, but what's with this going on trend? I don't even know if it's a trend. But it's really bothering me that girls are like, I'm crazy. And that's supposed to be some form of, like, positive attribute to their personality. Like, they're crazy and they're embracing it and they're glad they're crazy. And I'm just like...
I'm a crazy bitch.
Like...
No.
Why would you go out and say, I'm crazy? Like, how is that appealing to anybody?
All right, so there's a new religion for men. It's called the Book of Ben.
Okay.
And rule number one in the Book of Ben is never stick your dick in crazy. So girls, stop saying you're crazy. You're scaring us away.
I don't get it. And I'm
actually, no, you know what? I'd rather a girl tell me straight up, yeah, I'm fucking batshit crazy, so I don't have to deal with it.
Well, I agree, but I feel like they're telling you as if though it's a positive attribute to their personality. Like, you should be friends with them because they're crazy. Or, I don't even know, but it's driving me nuts. It's like...
Now,
why would you say that?
Now, what kind of crazy? Is it like I'm literally in fucking sane, or I like to party a lot crazy?
No, neither. Like, crazy bitchy crazy. Like, yeah. I'm crazy and I do stupid things. Not like get drunk all the time, but like, I don't know, whatever crazy things are.
I throw glass at the wall because I'm mad.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
So I can step in the glass pieces and cut myself up.
Yeah, that almost that kind of crazy. And they're like totally embracing it. I'm like, why would you do that? That's totally weird.
Yeah, it's not publicly acceptable to be crazy.
No, and it's like, it just makes me want to not hang out with you. And you're trying to do it like to get friends. And it's like, no.
Yeah, no. What you do to those kind of people is you put them in a padded room.
And... right, that's crazy. Yeah. If you want to be crazy, that's fine. I'm going to put you in a padded room and put you in a straitjacket. Then you can call yourself crazy. Until then, just stop.
Just be normal. Just be a normal fucking human being.
Right. It's like, or just act normal and stop calling yourself crazy. It doesn't make you any better. And it's not an excuse for things either. You act like an idiot. Call yourself crazy or not, you're still acting like an idiot.
Exactly. My thing is like, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm crazy, but they're totally like boring.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
It's like, I'm so crazy. One time I read a book.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Like, bragging about not reading books.
What?
Like, not that I don't read books, but I'm not bragging about it. I'm like, oh, I'm too good to read books. I just don't. Yeah.
I read books.
Do you? What's the last book you read? I feel like we had this conversation.
We did. Recently, we did. 2-3 podcasts ago.
I'll ask again anyway.
I read The Fall of Reach, the Halo book.
Right. That's the last book I read too.
Yeah. And then I was reading a Richard Branson book.
Right. Okay.
Still reading that Richard Branson book. Haven't seen my iPad back lately.
Gotcha.
Actually, I did. I just downloaded FTL onto it, and so I haven't been reading.
You did it?
Yeah.
Did we talk about FTL last podcast?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, God, FTL is fucking great.
It's been out for a while now.
Oh, yeah, so it's almost an old game at this point, but...
It's less than a year old.
Yeah, in gaming years, it's old.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's like 10 in gaming years.
Yeah, I know, it's awful, but God, I love FTL. I don't even want to talk about it that much, because really there's not even that much you can talk about, but it's an awesome game.
You build a ship, and you fuck shit up.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, you don't build the ship. The ship's pre-built for you.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, but you can, like, upgrade your ship and stuff.
All right, hell yeah.
And it's, like, a turn-based, but also RTS at the same time. Like, the specific battles are real-time.
Yeah.
Between ships, but moving around and such is turn-based. So.
Yep.
I feel it's a nice balance. It's really enjoyable. It's, like, $4 on Steam, and it's, like, $10 on the iPad.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the exact same game on both. So don't feel like you're getting a lesser experience getting it on the iPad if you don't have a PC. But I want to say it's also available on Mac, and you can pretty much run it on anything.
I feel like the controls are easier on computer, though, than they were on the iPad.
I don't necessarily feel that way. I think there's a different learning curve, but I feel both are equally as intuitive.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think the only difference is that it's one extra button to get to your weapons.
Yeah.
Or one extra click.
That's true. And although one benefit of the PC version is you have hotkeys,
yeah,
which I love hotkeys. I'm a huge fan of hotkeys. I have that Orb Weaver.
Yeah.
Which you've seen, it's kind of like a partial keyboard for one hand, and it's basically strictly for hotkeys, but so you can work it out for any game to, you know, you have your WASD, WASD, and then you can put all the keys around it to be whatever you want, and I use it for pretty much every game that uses a keyboard.
Yep.
Totally makes it 100 times better and worth every penny. So.
I feel like you using that while playing Titanfall isn't fair.
Why?
Because you're good with your Orb Weaver, and there's a lot of hotkeys that you have to push in Titanfall.
I can't think of any hotkeys you really have to push in Titanfall.
Isn't it like V to drop your Titan, R to do something else? And
yeah, but I mean, you have that on a normal keyboard anyway.
I know, but it's just
more
so much
ergonomically
like,
correct. But I wouldn't say any more advantageous than a regular gaming keyboard.
But it's less distance for your fingers to move.
I guess.
Like, I don't know. Fuck it.
I would say for games like StarCraft, that would be more true.
Yeah.
But I don't think it gives me a particular advantage in games like Titanfall, because that's just shooting, and that's mostly my mouse.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, because I actually have macro buttons on my mouse as well, so I can melee.
So Joey's just all sorts of pimped out.
Right from my mouse. And I would say that almost gives me an unfair advantage, because I don't have to move around, really. My thumb's already on that button to melee. But other than that, I don't feel I have a particularly strong advantage. And I still suck at meleeing either which way.
I still suck at shooters, so, I mean, everyone looks good at shooters compared to me.
I'm pretty good at shooters, especially on console, but...
On console or PC?
Console.
Really?
I'm okay on PC, but console I'm really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember?
Yep.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's still people that can hand my ass to me on a silver platter, but I'm still pretty good at
it. Out of all of our friends, Joey's beat us all in Halo, like 44 to 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So anyway, that's that. Yeah, I actually ended up selling my... I had a Black Widow gaming keyboard.
Yeah.
I sold it. I hated it.
Really?
But I got the Razer Orb Weaver instead. Much better.
Isn't... We talked about something else that Razer's making.
Oh, they're making that, armband thing. Kind of like my, Pebble Watch.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything new about that, so I don't really have anything to
talk
about.
Well, I'm bringing it up again because I really, really want one.
Yeah, I want one too, but I...
And they're, I thought they were only like $100.
I don't remember.
I don't know. We'll check it out. I'll look into it and I'll let you guys know.
I don't think they've released any new information or anything. But somebody who just released new information, which I read this morning, so I think it was released this morning, which is really awesome, is that Sony Online Entertainment has announced that they are doing a one subscription level for all of their games across the board. All of their, like, MMO-style games or online games that you would pay a monthly subscription for. You pay $14.99 once a month, and you have access to all of their online games.
So that'd be, like, DC Universe.
Yeah, here, I have a partial list.
Hmm.
Okay. It includes, again, this is, I believe it starts next month, $14.99 a month, and it includes subscription access to EverQuest, EverQuest 2, DC Universe, PlanetSide 2, Vanguard Saga of Heroes, and the upcoming EverQuest Next, Landmark, and H1Z1, and all future-based subscription-based games.
Now, is this for PlayStation, or is this for just Sony games?
It looks like both.
Because I wonder if it covers Final Fantasy 14.
Is Final Fantasy 14 like a subscription-based online
MMO,
game?
Yeah.
Then it probably does, yes.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
That'd be really cool, because I'm hearing that that's getting the highest rate reviews of any MMO game ever.
That's awesome. And again, it's $14.99, and you get access to all of those games.
And so, I play a lot of DC Universe.
And it's really smart, because... Well, actually, I think DC Universe is going to be free.
No, it's free to play right now, right, but they do have subscription levels for it.
And PlanetSide 2 is also going to go full free to play, which I think it already is, but if it's not, it's going to be.
I haven't played that ever.
I played it briefly. I think it was fun. I don't really remember.
I think it was fun. If you don't remember, it probably wasn't that great.
I play a lot of games. I can't remember. Oh, no, that's not where I was going with that. I was going somewhere with that. Oh, man, I had a great segue. Now it's all fucking ruined.
Oh, well.
Disappointing.
Hey, we're still a new company. We're still less than a year old.
Yeah, no. It's I was going to go on to, we're talking about MMOs with Sony, that a lot of people, I'm getting a phone call.
Cool.
But I don't know who it's from, so I'll answer it later. Anyway, that Destiny, we had our first major review across the board from all sorts of different companies. The original story I read was from Kotaku, but now it's come out from a couple different people, and everybody said it's kind of boring.
Really?
Which is really depressing. Now, the counter argument for it is these were all early levels in the game.
Yeah.
And that the argument for Bungie is that they wanted to take it slow so you could really take in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And really enjoy and appreciate the largeness, but a side effect of that is that it seemed very boring for the first couple hours played. And the other argument against Bungie is that everything we've seen so far is kind of lackluster in terms of excitement. I mean, the story seems really good to me, mm-hmm. personally, but other than that, they're right. Nothing seems exceptionally fantastic about it. And now that people have played the game, they're kind of saying, yeah, there's nothing fantastic about it.
Yeah, because, well, the way I feel is a lot of people don't really appreciate, like, game environments and the level design and all that goes into it. And they're just like, I just want to shoot something, or I want to blow something up, or I want some kind of action to go on. But, like, I like those kind of, like, stop and smell the flowers for a minute games.
And I agree, and I just think from a Bungie, hopefully the rest of the game is more
action-oriented.
I just feel like maybe the Bungie marketing team was making some bad calls here in terms of which content to show, both in the version they gave the reviewers as well as
what they put in the trailer,
what they put in the trailers and such. But I guess we'll wait and see. I mean, because I love Bungie. I mean, all the Halo games, I played them to death. They were great. So I'm really hoping that they'll find the right footing with this new platform and
that'd
new
be nice.
Thing. And I mean, I have a lot of faith in Bungie, so I hope they live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Did you watch Sessler's something that I told you about? No, okay. Sessler something is a...
I think you told me about it, but you never sent me the link.
I'm sorry. I didn't send you the link. I know that for a fact. Okay. Anyway, Sessler something is another podcast-style thing, but it's... His episodes are much shorter. They're like 8 minutes, and they're video podcasts, and he's been doing them since he was on G4 forever ago, and that was Sessler's Soapbox. Now it's Sessler something, and he does it for like NX4 games or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, and he was saying that he was talking about virtual reality and moving forward in the gaming industry, and that it's going to create an environment where we don't really need action and shooting to enjoy the game, because it's going to be so much more immersive. Mm-hmm. And you're going to feel like you're part of those environments, and you won't need that thing to occupy your mind and keep you from getting distracted, such as shooting things and intense combat. You can just go in and truly immerse yourself in the game and enjoy it. So that with this whole virtual reality, as it takes off, we're going to see entirely different genres of games, just entirely different from what we're used to.
Yeah. So. That sounds pretty cool. I want to play like a platformer in virtual reality.
That'd be interesting. That'd be scarier. Like a Mirror's Edge game? Fuck.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I
don't know. I've really gotten into puzzle games since Little Big Planet. So
you like those?
Love puzzle games.
Hey, you know, well, you've got games like Amnesia, which is in itself a puzzle game. It's a horror game. But when you put yourself in that immersive reality.
Now, if I put even in an Oculus Rift type of setup, I'd shit my pants even more than I did just, you know, looking at a screen.
Right. And you weren't even playing. You were sitting next to me.
Right.
Oh, God, that was fun.
No, it wasn't.
I had a great time.
I hate horror games.
Scary things. So I'm really excited to see where that takes us in the future. And I'm almost getting a dev kit of Oculus Rift, but I shouldn't.
Why not?
I don't want to. I don't know.
We if we're going to go into that portion of the company or try to again, then I feel like we should get a bunch of dev kits and see what we like best.
What do you mean a bunch of dev kits?
Like, because we needed the one for the
Well, I think Oculus the Oculus Rift is the only one we can buy right now. You're talking about the Project Morpheus?
No, I'm talking about like for Sony and Microsoft and getting dev kits for like the Xbox and whatnot.
Oh.
Or SDKs.
Yeah, we'll get there. Well, we have Unity, which is a SDK for that. So anyway, but that's more businessy talk that we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I was going now.
Oculus getting Science. Something for an Oculus Rift, dev kit for an Oculus Rift.
Right. Yeah, so I'm thinking about it. I think that would be fun, and then we could do some different immersion videos in it.
Can you capture Oculus Rift? Oh, you can, but it looks the same.
All of the content I've seen is it's like weird, like two eyes look, and you can't seem to capture just one eye, which I feel makes it less enjoyable to watch on a not Oculus Rift. So I don't really know.
All right.
But I don't know. It would be really fun to have, but I might wait till they have the HD version, because right now it's not full HD.
Oh.
But the next dev kit supposedly is, so I don't know. Anyway.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I haven't seen a game that's worth getting the Oculus Rift for. Like, if Mirror's Edge was Oculus Rift compatible, or I don't know if the new one they're making is, mm-hmm. I would totally do that.
I can second that. I haven't really seen a game worth getting it for, but I just want to try it.
I don't know. Is Destiny Oculus Rift compatible?
I have no idea. From what it sounds like, it seems like it's going to be pretty easy to adapt any game to Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
But I haven't really researched that by any means, so.
Yeah. Because, I don't know. I just feel like Mirror's Edge would be one of those games that, like, it gets your whole body going.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting with that virtual reality is it completely separates you from everybody else you're with.
Yeah.
You know, right now you can game and you can look at the TV, but you can still converse with other people, and It's very obvious, you know, I'm in the room now. But if you're wearing an Oculus Rift helmet, or whatever you would call that, you have no way of knowing that I'm in the room.
Right.
Because, you know, you have the headphones in and you can't see me. So it really kind of separates you from me, and it makes it, I don't know, different. It kind of removes some of the social aspects of gaming.
Yeah.
But on the other end, at this point in time, most of the social gaming you do over the internet anyway.
Yeah.
So it almost puts you in a new world of being able to better socialize in the other environment because you're fully immersed. And I can look to my left and I can see you to my left.
Well, you know, the thing is you wouldn't be seeing people. You'd be seeing their avatars.
Maybe. I mean, why can't I see you? I mean, I guess it would still be an avatar of some sorts, but it would still be you, and it would be more than I would be seeing if you're at your house and I'm at my house anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm really excited to see where virtual reality goes.
Same.
So, especially then you've got that, I don't forget what it's called, but it's basically like a frictionless treadmill you can run on.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
What? Wait, what?
It's like a frictionless treadmill that you run on in games, So walking is also taken part in the game. So you combine that with the Oculus Rift, you now can walk and have full augmented reality. Or, I'm sorry, virtual reality.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you watch anime? Any?
Occasionally, but not really.
There's one called Sword Art Online, and it's all about, like, virtual reality gaming. Like, you have to plug your body or your head into this little helmet, okay, and, like, it connects, like, it reads your brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't actually move your body, but it's moving you inside the game kind of thing.
Now,
I'd be interested if something like that happens. So
you ever see the movie Gamer?
Yes.
Pretty much the same premise, yes, except they were moving real people.
Yeah.
So.
But they had a whole room that they were moving in.
Yeah.
Like, in this cartoon, oh, yeah, this anime, did, yeah, you're just laying in a bed and not actually moving, but you can move your character with your thought.
Gotcha. God, that would be awesome. And I remember seeing a development video years ago. I mean, I was probably still in middle school years ago, mm-hmm, of people controlling a game with their brain.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they were able to, like, lift up tables and move them left and right and stuff like that, all with brainwaves. So I wonder if I can find that. God, that video has got to be so fucking old at this point.
Well, my question is, why didn't we keep working with technology like that?
I don't know. Maybe we are. I haven't...
The world may never know.
Yeah. I haven't been keeping up to date on it.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but I was trying to do more research for this podcast, and I'm going to continue doing so moving forward. And I feel, overall, it's improved the quality of the podcast, or at least informative portion. I think we could have used a little bit more humor, but that's okay.
Yeah, let us know what you think. I mean, yeah, we have Cy here for humor. So.
And I feel we need to have a proper mix of said information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, early podcasts, they can be boring. Who fucking cares?
Right.
And
we're still working out the bugs.
And this isn't really necessarily boring. It's just a different level of entertainment, yeah. I feel.
This is more of a news talk.
Right. That's why I feel we would almost benefit from two different podcasts, but I feel it's way too early in the game to do two different podcasts.
Right. Let us get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
then we'll diverse into multiple.
Right. Because I don't know what, you know, our videos have anything to do with the podcast.
Nothing. And they don't have to.
Exactly.
I mean, occasionally we talk about them in the podcast, but that's really, really it. Well, I think that's just about all of the major actually, we have one major topic that we're going to finish up here.
What's
with.
That?
Netflix and net neutrality. What do you know about net neutrality, Benjamin?
Isn't that where the internet belongs to the people kind of thing? No.
I guess sort of. Yeah.
Is Netflix doing something goofy, or is it...
It's the...
The carriers.
The cable companies that are doing something goofy.
Okay.
And by goofy, I mean shitty. They're starting to try to charge Netflix more and other content providers, specifically with internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging them more to use more internet. But internet doesn't necessarily work like that. And the real problem here is that they were granted, all the cable companies were granted, several billion dollars, could be million, I'm pretty sure it's billion dollars, to bring us all gigabit internet like Google was supposed to do,
yeah,
or Google is doing. These other companies were supposed to do it, and they took that money and just pocketed it. They did almost nothing with it. And now it's coming to bite them in the ass.
So now especially they're trying
when you
to,
have... Go ahead.
So now they're trying to make money by charging other people.
Right. They're trying to make up for that money, saying, we can't hold the infrastructure for all this data being transmitted, which they can, which is bullshit in its own right. But they're saying they can. But the fact is, they were given billions of dollars to make it so they could. And now, because they pocketed that money instead, they are charging it more to the companies like Netflix and YouTube,
mm-hmm,
who then in turn has to charge more to the consumer,
mm-hmm,
which is really fucking us over. And that kind of goes against the whole net neutrality thing.
Yeah.
But now Netflix has an idea of how they're going to get around it, and they're going to use peer-to-peer networks for Netflix. So the millions of people on Netflix at any one given time will all share data with each other, so it distributes the traffic, and the cable companies can't trace it back to Netflix,
huh,
as being the thing.
So Netflix is doing something awesome.
Netflix is doing something awesome.
Good for you, Netflix.
They're not officially doing it yet, but they're looking into it as an awesome option. And it's just, it's really sucky, and it's becoming a big problem with the FCC, and the FCC is, like, fining them, but they're fining them, like, a minuscule amount of money in the grand scheme of things. It's like, oh, $100,000. Cable companies make $100,000 a day. That's nothing. Yeah. Oh, you cut into one day of profit. Who gives a fuck? And so it's being really shitty for the FCC, because the FCC is doing shit for it. And it's really shitty for the cable companies, because they were given this money to provide this product. They didn't. They pocketed it, and they're going to get away with it.
See, and if I was the FCC, I'd be charging, you know, the cable companies for what they were given.
Absolutely. But
or what they pocketed. It's just because if Google can do it without any assistance,
right,
why couldn't these cable companies who make millions and billions of dollars
given money to specifically do this, and they didn't because they're shitty and they don't care. So, and it sucks though, because Google's like our only saving grace, and they're in like four cities.
Yeah.
So I just really hope, but a fun fact about that is that in the cities that Google's offering gigabit internet in, mm-hmm. now these other companies like AT&T and such are suddenly offering gigabit internet. So mm-hmm. now it's not a problem that so, you have to compete.
Yeah. I think that everyone should just go to Google yeah. then, because everyone's like, oh no, someone actually did it. Now we have to keep up with them kind of thing.
Well, and you know, when you create your like false demand, a fun fact a lot of people don't know is that diamonds are actually
worthless.
Yeah. They're one of the most common minerals on the planet, but there's only three companies that mine diamonds. And I don't know what the rights are to mining them or whatnot. And they just artificially inflated the cost of diamonds because they can, because there's only three of them. They're all in agreement. They're like, okay, we're going to charge shit ton for diamonds. So fun fact.
Yeah. I never understood why a clear see-through rock was worth so much money.
Because three companies got together and decided it's going to be worth a lot of money.
So. You know what? Joey, we're going to find like emeralds and get the drilling rights to emeralds and make them worth a bajillion fucking dollars.
I like that idea.
Because I think green's a prettier color than clear.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think clear is an actual color.
It's not. Nope.
Okay, well.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it is if we can see it. I don't.
Whatever.
We're getting to the semantics there, like the difference between black and white. And
who cares?
Yeah. All right. So are we ready to call this a podcast, sir?
I saw something on the list, and I'm just now remembering it. What's this race to Mars? Human race needs to do that by 2030?
Somebody important. Let me hold on. I'm going to look up their name real quick.
Someone important
said that having a manned mission to Mars is critical for the survival of the human race. And that I forget who it is. Somebody has goals, probably SpaceX, mm-hmm. has goals to have men on Mars, or women, men or women, on Mars.
Human beings,
by 2030. And that's a feasible goal for getting people on Mars, and that it's a critical importance to being a stable species, is being on multiple planets.
But how long does it take to get to Mars?
I want to say 8 months. And one of the problems with it is that if you go to Mars, you cannot come back, because the amount of radiation you're exposed to in the travel is more than half of what a person can sustain in their lifetime. And it won't cause any real problems on the way there, but on the way back, it'll kill you because it would be too much exposure. So it's a one-way trip.
So you get to Mars and you're there.
You're there. There is no coming back. And it's not even a matter of like having fuel on Mars and enough to get back. It's you will not survive.
Well, but what kind of radiation are you exposed to?
Whatever's coming from the sun.
Huh.
So.
And there's no way to protect yourself from that?
Not within the technology we have right now, in a level that could protect us, that we could also get into space to travel to Mars. So eventually it'll be possible to go back and forth from space, but in the foreseeable future, it's not going to be possible to go to Mars and back.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, and SpaceX also did something. Did we talk about SpaceX last week at all?
Isn't he a chairman of Tesla?
Yeah, he's pretty much the owner of Tesla. But did we talk about that last podcast? No. Okay, well, they vertically landed a rocket like a week and a half ago, which was really fucking cool and awesome.
Yeah.
And they also, at the same point in time, had a rocket that went up to the ISS for a refueling mission.
I think we did go over that briefly. Okay. I know we talked about it. I don't remember if it was on the podcast. Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem with these damn podcasts. I don't know what we talked about and what we talked about on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so they refueled it, and then just like 2 or 3 days ago, they actually brought it back down and vertically landed it completely from space this time. So it's a fully reusable rocket, re-landed back on the landing pad, just immediately fueled back up and is ready to go again if it had to.
Wow.
So that's what money can do. So the fact the government doesn't fund NASA and space research is a shame, because we could be worlds ahead of where we are now if we spent more money on NASA.
And, you know, we could invest in technologies that would protect us from the radiation that the sun gives off while we're in space.
Right. Well, exactly.
Which I feel would be, you know, kind of important.
Moving to Mars. Yeah. So.
Because I think space travel is going to be a big deal.
Space travel is going to have to be a big deal. Eventually, we're going to... We're not going to run out of space, and I'll explain that in a minute, but eventually we're going to want to disperse to other planets.
Well, because there's not enough room on our planet.
No, that's actually not the case. I forget what it is, but there's another problem limiting us. I do not remember for the life of me what it is, but we're actually about at that limit now. I think we're 9 billions, like the holding capacity for the planet, and it's not that we're running out of room or anything, but it's the amount of life we can actually sustain on the planet with other stuff. I sound really stupid right now, but there's some other limiting factor, and it's not just like,
is it all in the article that we're going to post on the link dump?
If I can find it. Yeah.
All right, then I will check it out.
So anyway, we'll hit that limit long before, but either which way, we are going to have to disperse to other planets. And if some disease breaks out, if aliens invade, we're going to want to be in space. So, and talking about aliens, man, we're going on tangents here galore.
Yeah, we are.
We had a great run up to this. That's fine. I love tangents. Tangents are the best.
Yeah. I feel like our tangents aren't really tangents, but just like...
tangents? I don't know.
Yeah. but they're actual, like, substantial conversation.
Yeah. And here's another quote I'm going to have to look up that I had no intentions of bringing up on the podcast. But one of the problems is that if we're ever invaded by aliens, we're going to die. Even if they're the friendliest aliens, we're probably going to die because they're going to have germs that we're not predisposed to, and it's going to be another plague. And there's no way we can prevent against that, you know, because it's completely otherworldly germs and such.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Don't drink the water on Mars.
With all the water on Mars.
Yeah. Hey, Doctor Who, man.
Oh, right. Did you see that episode? That? Yes, I did. All right. So is this a podcast, sir?
I guess this is it.
This is a damn informative podcast.
This is a pretty informative. I actually enjoyed this
one. I really enjoyed it, too. I feel it was entertaining.
We hope you did as well.
Yeah, exactly. And change it up a little bit, like some diversity.
Yeah, so, I feel like we haven't had a you and me podcast in like 5 podcasts.
Yeah, since the first time we got these mics, we haven't had a you and me podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a while. It's been like 2 months.
Yeah. And then we finally figured out the secret to not echoing, which is being in a room with shit in it.
It's funny how that works. Yeah. Oh, and then another news. My hair is great and glorious from the snow poo shit.
Yeah?
The snow poo shit. Right. It feels good.
No poo, no shampoo.
Yeah, no shampoo. And then I'm getting a haircut, though, May 9th.
Are they going to dye it, or is it just
cut? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Depends how much money I have at the time.
Because if you just get it cut, they don't have to shampoo it. Oh, yeah, wait, but maybe for your hair.
They still probably will anyway. I'm getting it cut really short, so it won't even matter if they have to shampoo it.
Yeah. It'll be easier. I just got a haircut and dye, so they had to wash it. And I was like, no.
That's okay.
But I'm officially 5 days in no poo again.
Yeah. And again, it feels clean. I mean, it almost feels cleaner and more healthy. And
it doesn't smell bad.
Thicker. No, it doesn't. And more fulfilling. I mean, I had somebody come up to me the other day and say, wow, your hair feels so great. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because I don't wash it.
So anyway, end of podcast. Support no poo. Operation Supply Drop May 10th.
I thought it was May 17th.
17th. You're right. Banquet's May 10th. Operation Supply Drop is May 17th, starting at 9 a.m. to May 18th at 9 a.m. We will be live streaming. We'll have more information for that as time goes on. Watch our YouTube videos. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug.
Any other shit we need to plug?
Our butts. No.
Ew.
Just kidding.
All right.
I think we're good.
All right.
We've covered everything.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
Woohoo!
Later.